time I played the Ballad of Irving, I was like, hey, that's funny. Second time I played the Ballad of Irving, I was like, hey, listen to this. This is kind of a funny song. This time it was just painful. This time it was just like stupid. I feel like an idiot. You know, got this radio show. Why am I playing that? But anyhow, we are at space rock. I don't even want any music underneath the talking. Forget that. Space rock, 1 and 2, the Baskerville Towns. That was nice. Bang Your Box, the Bangers. I'll give you that one. That was fun. Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Once I threw my machine against the wall and got it to play correctly, that was fine. We heard, didn't like that song. I'm not going to tell you what that was.
Damn, I don't know what was going on that day at the radio. Just kind of wasn't into it, I guess. You're listening to the Zeep Archive, the Zombo Deep Archive. This show that you're listening to aired 13 years ago, April the 30th of 2010. Yeah, so obviously I have not changed much in decades. In decades, it's like, it's like the same thing over and over again. But it's a good kind of over and over again. It's like, you know, I like this one kind of sandwich. I'm going to eat that sandwich every day. I like that sandwich. And then a little something on the side. I eat that every day. I eat that every day for like 20 years. Never gets old. Never gets old. So that show's like this. It's just kind of like, that's a perfect way to analyze it. Let's get back into Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. You can hear my show, which isn't any different. That's really sad. 13 years later, on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, whatevs, man. Let's get back into whatevs was going through my brain and yours. WRCT Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. Hey, how about medicine time? This has got to do something. I mean, this has got to do something.
It's medicine time.
It does. Yay.
It's time for your medicine, kiddies. Form that big, sick-looking line. Now, when I say hit it, take 2 steps forward, swallow 1 Coracetin, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer, and take 2 Buffarin. Hit it. That's it. You're looking mighty sick there. Now, when I say hit it, take 3 steps back, take 1 teaspoonful of Dr. Pierce's Golden Medical Discovery, followed by 1 tum. Hit it! Now make 3 turns, and when I say hit it, spit out of the doctor's office with a bottle of Father John's cough syrup. Hit it! This is the medicine. Now, when I say hit it, take your temperature, a glass of Robo-Seltzer, and then swallow 3 one-a-day brand vitamins. Hit it! Hey, you're looking mighty sick, a great big sick line. Now, when I say hit it, spin around on 1 heel. Take a couple of teaspoons of geritol. Hit it! This is the medicine. Crazy! Now, when I say hit it, this is the big one. Take 3 steps to the right, 1 Cerimin pill, and swallow a half a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. Hit it! Crazy! Now, when I say hit it, pull out the hypodermic needle, take 3 shots of phenobarbital, followed by a Miltown. Hit it! Ah, you're looking mighty sick. Now, when I say hit it, come out of the birdland, spin 3 times to the left, take 4 steps back, swallow 1 chews, take a glass full of black draft, a Tristan tablet, 3 teaspoonfuls of mild nervine, and a tablespoonful of milk of magnesia. Hit it! Crazy! Oh, big sick line. Hey, don't let that band in line without an Addison, an aspirin, or some kind of cough medicine. This is the medicine. Now, when I say hit it, chew 1 Vitamin, drink a glass of sal hepatica for the smile of health. Take a teaspoonful of that secret elixir. Hit it. Crazy. Great big sick line. Now, when I say hit it, this is the finish. Hold the hot water bag up to your head. Take 3 steps forward. Take 2 teaspoonfuls of geritol and make a birdland for the tranquilizer shell. Hit it! Big sick line. This is the medicine. Now, make a birdland.
This life's for me.
Bam bam, mon chasse-place, j'ai sur mon lit à bouffer ça dans l'ambulance, prends mon whisky quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Wouhou! En 4 couleurs. Allez hop, un matin.
tapée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Gotta be kidding me! The emergency broadcast system in the middle of South Platte pour moi? Ay, ay, ay! What the hell? Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. Let's try this. I got the Bisonic Youth. Let's see if this is any good. No, it sounds kind of creepy to get from the get-go. Hey, not bad. I guess it's a hard song to screw up.
One bam, lost his ass, he's a horny bamboo face. I'm a volism, come on, whiskey, come on, need a dada tada twa. Put on leave me, baby, leave me in a jar. We say in a flash. Woo! I got full love. R.E.M. Banana, can you look at me, Shumaro, play that thing? Stop playing for one. Stop playing for one. Stop.
What's the matter? The bat's got your tongue? Tell me, Eddie, is there anything you want to say to all your friends and fiends in television land?
Yeah. I'd like to tell everybody that Zombo's nothing but a big fake.
He's a phony. He's a phony. Attaboy, Eddie. Give it to him, son.
Get one for Grandpa. Bite him in the neck.
Technical difficulties beyond our control.
Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor, Herman Munster.
Thank you. Intel Records presents the biggest record offer ever. Every song ever recorded on one giant album. That's right, on one giant album, you'll hear every song from the unforgettable classics to the latest hits of today. From Nashville to Tin Pan Alley, music from A to Z. Right in the comfort of your very own home. Who can forget this great song? Or this one? Or even this one? Thrill to the beautiful strains of... And set your heart and feet a-dancing to, or even be the first in your apartment complex to have neighbors complain about such rock and roll favorites as this. This is a one-time offer that will not be repeated. I repeat, this offer will not be repeated. What's more, this offer comes with a money-back guarantee. Send for yours today, and if not completely satisfied, simply return the album within the 5-minute inspection period, and we'll promptly refund what's left of your money. These are not reproductions. These are the original hit versions. In addition, you'll get motion picture soundtracks, TV and radio themes, favorite church hymns, and unrecognizable Muzak melodies. Imagine being able to play... Or for your guests and friends, any song they request. There's Gilbert and Sullivan, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Harvey and Bruce. And if you act now, we'll include a bonus record of songs that haven't even been recorded yet. If you have your crayons handy and some paper or a light-colored wall, jot down this address and send $24.95 for record, $33.95 for tape to Do Tell Records, 500 Melody Drive, Needle Grove, Texas. I'll repeat that. Send $38.49 for record, $65.79 for tape to 316 Jukebox Lane, Fidelity, Arkansas. Sheet music, an additional $229.95. If you decide not to take advantage of this unbelievable offer, we'd like to know why. Just send us a short letter along with your check for $74.95, and soon you'll be inviting your friends over to hear every song ever recorded on one giant album after they help you unload the truck. Be sure to add $227.50 for postage or $319.24 west of the Pecos. Act today while the supplies still last and before the postage rates go up again. Please allow 2 years for delivery, but order yours today.
Knobby knees are a sight that hurts. If you have them, don't wear mini skirts.
Oh, I'm not feeling too well. Doctor say I may have an Asian flu.
This song's all right, I suppose, but my favorite is Tiptoe Through the Tulip.
Oh, I write the song. I write both the music and the words and the lyric, too.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's an ill-fitting dress, Pierre.
Oh! I gave you the key to my heart, but you stole my car!
Yeah, buddy! I went off and I listened to some heavy metal and some hip-hop. Now I feel better. Hey, that was the song of Bruce and Dutch. Oh, what a song. Russ Bagdasarian, the guy who was David Seville, the guy behind the Chipmunks. He was behind them. This is the Dill Pickles Rag by William Reitz. Goes out to the Pickle Barrel. I guess they're listening, but probably not. My motto is... You know, if you're in a place of business, especially a place that serves food, nah, you don't want to have this on. This will make people throw up. That's right. We're at the greatest record offer. I just threw up. That was that noise. Glenn Ether was the greatest record offer. The Squelch, the Lord Rockingham's 11, one of my new favorite bands in the universe, even though they're from the 1950s. Oh, I wish I could find you. If anybody has any Lord Rockingham's 11 they can turn me on to, because all I just have is the squelch and fried onions. Man, those guys were cool. They had this hot chick on the organ, too. I'm all about that. We heard the Munster Beat by Martini Bomb. And, you know, somebody just called and said they're running the Zombo episode of the Munsters. How fabulous, so I had to do that. And for Gwen, three knockout versions of Sa Plan Pour Moi. The Clovers, not that's a band from Japan now. They stole the name from the old black group. And Sonic Youth, that was pretty good, Sonic Youth. And we heard Plastic Bertrand did the original version. And going out to Alicia, The Medicine, Jack Gale, that was a real fun song. That gets your blood going. Well, let's try another Pickles song for the heck of it. Let's go to the Southside Ray. This is the Waistcoats doing a song called Pickles. That up, really. I mean, that's the name of the song. I could be making it up. But I'm not. It is an instrumental. Look at, oh my gosh. Do I got to tell you about some things? I don't want to tell you about things. This goes out to Eddie. The Murder City Devils. Boom, swagger, boom. Yeah. Little sexy number for you.
Come on, boys.
I'm
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. I look high and low, everywhere I know, I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Tell me, what am I gonna do? 'Cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes. Through the records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day, then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes.
She loves you, and this goes out to the Tools, an absolute equipment. A really groovy tune from Neil Young's Rockabilly record. Everybody's rocking, wandering. Yeah.
I'm save me. I'm wondering if you'll come home. I'm hoping that you'll be my baby. I'm wondering if I'll be alone, knowing that I need you to save me.
Just one thing, you know there's plenty of men around, but just one game. You can go through life acting mean and sassy, but you better play it cool when you come around blassy. And that goes for all you women, living or dead. You best watch your step when you're messing with Fred. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. I don't beg for mercy, and I don't give none. If you're looking for trouble, I'll loan you some. So just step right up if you're itching for a fight. Next thing you know, pow, out go the lights. If you're lucky, you'll walk away like some kind of man. Otherwise, they'll tote you off in a garbage can. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. I went all around the world, and my heart was stirred when I found out that Blassie is a household word. In the slums of Japan, I saw a little pipsqueak called the neighborhood bully a pencil-neck geek. Every time I pull into one of these new hick towns, there's always some loudmouth geek hanging around. Some guy lipping off about how he's the best. Says he'll take care of Blassie just like all the rest. Yeah? Well, I'm warning all you geeks, and I ain't funning. When you see Blassie coming, you better start running. And don't stop for nothing, and don't turn around. Cause when I catch up, I'm gonna mow you down. Said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. Yeah, you better step lively, geek, cause before I'm through, I'm gonna be mopping up the floor with you. And
When you're down there on your knees just a-begging me to stop, I'll squeeze your head like a pimple until it pops. I'll have your brains for breakfast, your guts for lunch. That pencil neck will make a nice snack for me to munch. You should have listened, geek, because this is the end. My name is Lassie. King of Men.
That is correct. EO Deliberate Strangers. That promo goes back a little while. All right. Wow. Now I'm how Zombo found his groove thing. It's right where I left it. I could not believe it. It's weird. It's weird. Oh, my goodness. That was Nico Case. What a girly girl she is. Whip the blanket. And we heard Messer Chaps. Groovy band from Russia. Doing import-export. What do we got? What is this spooky thing in the background? Oh, it's the White Stripes. I was wondering. Speaking of wondering, we played that Neil Young tune for the tools that Absolute Equipment or Total Tool guy. I don't know. No doubt about it. Yeah, that's what we're playing. Fred Blassie, King of Men. Pickle Die, the Monks. So we got all kinds of stuff. Oh, I think it's time to tell you about them savings bonds. You can give Zombo some scratcheroony. That's right. You know those savings bonds you received decades ago for your birthday and graduation? Probably threw them out, right? But did you stick them in a drawer? I hope you did. Fish them out. I can use the dough. You may be among the million Americans who altogether own billions of dollars in savings E-Series bonds. See, I just think everybody should give me all of that. I have $1 billion. I would do some crazy crap. I'd go crazy. Buy my own radio station. And all I would play would be hip-hop. I'd be playing that crazy hip-hop music for the kids. It'd be fresh and funky. Man, do I hate hip-hop. I just hate it. You know? Don't get me started. Because it's first... I wouldn't even mind the music as much as if people didn't make me hear it. You know? I can't even drive down the street and the SUV behind me has got... Boo, boo, boo. What is that beat? Every one of us... Boo, boo, boo. And my mirrors are rattling. What is that? What up with that? You know? Or even funnier is the guy in like the real beater, and all of a sudden basically, boo, 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 and his whole thing's, his car's duct taped together. How does that thing pass inspection? I will never know. I do not know. But how do you even make that kind of music? Here, let's turn the drum machine on. Boo, boo, boo. Okay, you over there, talk about your penis. There you go. There's your hip hop music. And the thing is, the stuff doesn't even last that long. That's the thing that gets me about this music. Okay, say for example, everybody's really hot on the new Noli Z record. Hey, Noli Z, you gotta get that Noli Z record, man. You heard that Noli Z? That guy be playing on some of those. You got that record by Noli Z? What's the record? It's that, it goes like this. Boo, doo, doo. That Noli Z record, you got that? And then like 2 weeks later, I say, hey, you know what? A friend of mine gave me this Noli. I don't like Noli Z anymore. Noli Z is old, man. That is corny. You got that new Xmo X record? You got that record by Xmo X? That's like these guys don't even last a week. You got that new one by 40 ounce? Oh, yeah, I got that new record by 40 ounce. Let me put it on for you. Doo, doo, doo. That's pretty much the record. I don't get it. It's not like I'm old. It's just the music stinks. That and screaming. What is it? That I should play some of that. We got a lot of that here. The screaming metal, with a grad, yeah. It's like, oh great, it's Satan and the Satan tones. Just what I want to tap my toe on to. Nah, nah, nah. I can put them together and boo, 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 nah, nah. I tell you, that would probably be a million seller. And then next week it'd be. You got that new one by Carly Q. You got that Carly Q record. I ain't got a Carly Q record. This thing is, this guy's never come out with a second record or a third record, even the next. Yeah, this is gone in the week. It's like disposable, man. At least with Ngang Ngang Ngang, those guys put out about 16 albums. I don't know. It's like some lonely fat guy in his basement listening to Ngang 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 records. What are we playing? What is this? Oh, it's a Strap and Field Hands. That's what we're playing. Oh, man, I got to tell you about... I was telling you about savings bonds. How did I get off on this? Anyhow, get your savings bonds, and if they're over 30 years old, they stop earning interest, okay? After 30 seconds in your hand, they stop earning interest. These bonds are worth several times their face value. Find out if you own any of them, all right? Go ahead. Search your drawers. I'll wait. Treasuryhunt.gov. Because if you do, you cash them in and they get that money working for you. Buy that new Noli Z record. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's treasuryhunt.gov or that ngang thing. Public service announcement from U.S. Department of Treasury. And I got to get through these PSAs. I have to do this. Think before you post. You know, everybody's posting pictures online, and here's the deal. Once you post a picture, you can't take it back. Now they tell me. Great. Shave my bikini zone and everything. It's up there for everybody to see, your friends, your family, and even not-so-friendly people. And I know a lot of people out there, like you, aren't so friendly. You know, mostly people are doing, real friendly people are out doing stuff. They're like shaking people's hands and hugging, like those talk show hugs to people. People like you, you're just down in your basement listening to this record show, or you're wasting time at work. Which, pretty much, oh well. All it takes a few clicks, your image is all over the internet. Think before you post. More information, cybertipline.com. Massage brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice and the National Center for Children. That'd be a bummer to work for these guys. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. You know, somebody's got to do that gig. That's one sorry gig. That'd make me want to listen to ngong, 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 working for that. That's depressing. And the Ad Council. Know anybody ever work for the Ad? Where is the Ad Council? Now, let me play some of this. Yeah, this is some Jimmy Smith. But did I tell you what I played? I told you all the music I played? Did I? Good. Good on me. And I told you all about this. And I played you that Deliberate Strangers promo. All I gotta do is tell you about one more thing. Aw, oh, come on, man. I gotta read this promo. Metal has returned to WRCT. How apropos. Death metal, classic metal, metal that climbs on rocks, fat metal, skinny metal, even metal with chicken pox. Listen to the show, Too Evil to Have a Name. Oh, I'm sorry, Too Evil to Have a Human Name. I say, nah, nah, nah. I should call them. I'm just going to cross that out and write that in there. So people read this, they go, so turn into the show. Nah, 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 nah. Saturdays, 9 to midnight with DJ Bill. And they crossed that. I don't think Angela's doing the show with him in Angola. I don't know. It's just DJ Bill on his own lonesome, on WRCT Pittsburgh, right here, this radio station you're listening to. Don't forget, coming up Monday, not Monday, what's this, Friday, tomorrow, May 1st, the May 1st parade going through Polish Hill, and you can get involved. You can do something. There's going to be a marching band going, and that's going to, you meet 3:30 at near Filmmakers. I think Moorwood or Rosewood or Moorrows or Moorwood, either one of them roads. You'll see a bunch of people milling around. They got marching bands and floats and all kinds of fun. It's going to go through Polish Hill. It's going to start right around where Filmmakers is, and it's going to go all the way to the place, and they're going to have a picnic. So that sounds fun. If I didn't have anything else to, I always got something to do. I always got something to do. Tonight, Zombo Gallery, the closing party for Kirsten Irving's high school, a really neato, swell, it's all taken from old Pittsburgh the yearbooks, and it's all these paintings done from it. It's pretty funny. You might recognize your mom, or you and your mom, or nobody. And then tomorrow, Cute and Creepy opens up Saturday night. Both of these shows are 6 to 9, but Zombo Gallery is open. It opens up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you want to hang out there, that's groovy. If you got something else to do, I totally understand. See, because that's the two kind of people listen to the show. You know, the kind that are on the go and they're in their car, they turn it on, and they got the guys that just don't listen. I don't even understand why even women listen to this show. You know, I don't even understand how men listen to this show. I don't understand it. I just do what I do. That's it. Doesn't get more complicated than that.
Almost noon.
You better wake up. It's almost noon. How are you? Is that good? 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. If you want to give a call, make a request, that'd be just gin dandy. That would make my nipples hard. 412-621-WRCT. Ah, and there's one of them hard already. Groovy. All right, let's play The Invasion by The Invaders, or The Invasion's Coming, something like that. In your brain, in your brain. And this better not be Lee on the phone, or I'm just hanging up.
You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and that is where I'm playing my old radio shows from 13 years ago. That's correct. Wow, can you believe that? 13 years ago. This show originally aired April the 30th, 2010. And I seem like I was in a smidgen of an odd mood that day, opposed to how I am always in a smidgen of an odd mood. Let's dig into the third part of Zombo's Deep Archive. And you can get a bunch of Zombo, actually, at ZomboCo.com. You can get my previous year and a half or so, stream it or download it, whatever you want to do, at ZomboCo.com. ZomboCo.com. Yep, whatever. Enjoy. All right, let's dig the last part of the Deep Archive. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hard already. Groovy. All right, let's play The Invasion by The Invaders, or The Invasion's Coming, something like that. In your brain. And this better not be Lee on the phone, or I'm just hanging up.
I was out on the highway just driving around when I saw a strange vision coming down to the ground. I drove to a phone, I called on my best friend. He laughed and said, oh, buddy, you at it again. The invasion is coming, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware. I called the highway patrol without a doubt. I told them just exactly what I found out. We drove to the spot, but there wasn't a trace. Then they drove over.
Treat me nearly drives me wild. I'm as neglected as an orphan child. But then you love me and the way I feel. Wow, wow, it's a brand new deal. We make a date and then you stand me up. I'm
just immortal.
All right, we're talking over this. This is Wow Wow. I don't know why I was excited about this song, but it ain't happening. Tommy Love and the Deadbeats. We heard Fury going out to Yolanda. And that's Los Straitjackets. And the invasion is coming by the invasion. There we go. Now I got a request for, who requested this? Oh, H.R. Puff and Stuff wanted My Ding-a-ling by Chuck Berry. All right, we're going to do that. Then I'm going to play you where Chuck Berry stole that song from. So here we go.
Sing this one with me. Everybody sing this one.
That man is one pervert.
Everybody join in.
There is no way that most folks is going to play with this.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
He's still alive.
Silver bells hanging on a string. She said it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my ding-a-ling. Everybody singing, I want to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. I forgot to tell you, it's a little jerk right there. A little jerk in it. Right there. Can't do without that jerk. Yeah. When I started grammar school, I used to stop off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, I'd take out my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my ding-a-ling. Everybody sing, I wanna play. Come that jerk again. Does something good to you. Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty had an awful fall. When they went to tell the king, caught him playing with his ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Together we'd play that ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my ding. I wanna play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. When they took me to Sunday school, tried to teach me the golden rule, but every time the choir would sing, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-o.
Can you believe this was a hit? This was 1972. Chuck Berry hit, and he sounds really drunk. He sounds hammered. Probably doesn't even remember doing this. Remember that song you did, Chuck? Huh? Buddies of mine were actually in Chuck Berry's backing band. This is fun. And so basically, they get there. They're really excited to play with Chuck Berry. And Chuck Berry just shows up. He's just got his guitar. He doesn't even have a chord. He doesn't have nothing, you know. He puts some clean drawers on and gets a guitar. I think he puts clean drawers on. And he looks like the kind of guy that wears some crusty drawers. That's just my opinion. So he shows up at the gig. And the band's super excited to play with Chuck Berry. And then, you know, because they don't practice, he just shows up. So he says, and the guys are like, hey, you know, what songs are we going to play tonight? You know, they're looking for a set list. And Chuck Berry says, we're going to play damn Chuck Berry songs. Of course, they'd use different verbiage. Now, here's where he took it from. Dave Bartholomew, My Ding-a-ling. This is more cute than this old drunken pervert.
Your ding-a-ling won't ever get sore, but when you're old,